Now, if you would turn in your Bibles to 1 Timothy 6, 12 to 21, we'll read responsibly. 1 Timothy 6. Twelve through the end of the chapter, and we will read responsibly. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses.
I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed the good confession.
That thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice it says, in his time, he will show. Nothing can forbid this. Nothing can stop this. He is going to show in his times who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. I think we're learning that you can't trust in uncertain riches. I read in the paper yesterday about the exceedingly high income in Nassau County of everybody who dwells in Nassau County, that this is a very affluent society. But the amazing thing is that you probably hear more complaints about the high cost of living and the little bit of money left than we ever did before. So with all of the talk, you know, of the riches, says there, don't let them trust in what? Uncertain riches. They can fade away pretty fast. Doesn't take much, you know, for all to be swept away. We're riding high at the moment in many areas as far as physical prosperity goes in this nation, but I'm old enough to remember a day that they were also riding high back around 27 to 29. And then I can remember a good nearly 10 years of very little money. So we're riding high. Let's not trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. Notice that, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called. Isn't it amazing that here, way back 2,000 years ago, they warned about the oppositions of science falsely so-called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith. So don't get confused, students in school. This isn't new. It's not something that's just happened. It's happened before, and it will keep happening right down to the end. But here God puts it exactly as it is, science falsely so-called. For the great science, after all, is in the hands of God who made it all. And where there's no acknowledgement of the one who made it all, we've got great problems, tremendous problems. Then man, from his own little imagination, will try to conceive of it all and to place it within the sphere of man, as though man made it. But, beloved, All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made, whether they be things in heaven or things in earth or things under the earth. All things were made by him and for him, and by him all things consist. This is it. Science never confuses me. We'll talk from now till doomsday. I know the one that made it. I don't care what they have to say. Doesn't make a bit of difference. Can't affect my faith one iota. Can talk. You can go to the moon. You can go to Mars. I don't care where you go. But God's put his Holy Spirit in my heart. And that's the great witness that the blood of Christ has cleansed me from sin. And that I have eternal life in him. That's the key. See, that's the key. May God add his blessing to this precious portion of his holy word.